Thunder Bay. Thunder Bay's city council has given its support to a pilot project aiming to explore the potential of tiny homes to address local housing issues. Councillors tackled little other substantive business during a brief meeting Monday, the day before launching into a lengthy review of the proposed 2022 municipal budget. Councillors Fraser and McKinnon were absent from the meeting. City grants and principal support to Mattawa Tiny Homes Project Council voted unanimously to support in principle a pilot project aiming to explore the potential of so-called tiny homes to meet local housing needs. The project, led by Mattawa First Nations Management, will seek provincial funding to support 6 tiny homes in the city's north end, which would primarily support people who are precariously housed. However, several councillors said they see larger potential in the development model to meet diverse housing needs. While councillors said they strongly supported the initiative, several wanted to see more details and support from provincial and federal governments before committing city resources to support it. They were assured the vote to support the project in principle could help it secure funding elsewhere, without committing the city to specific actions. Read our full coverage. Inaugural Community Safety Committee appointed council approved 13 appointments to fill the city's Community Safety and Well-being Committee. The body oversees progress on Thunder Bay's Community Safety and Well-being Plan, which it was provincially mandated to develop in 2021, and makes recommendations to council relating to its 6 priority areas. The new committee was born out of the now-dissolved Crime Prevention Committee, and while smaller, includes some of the same key members. The appointments include representatives from the St. Joseph's Care Group, Thunder Bay DSSAB, Children's Center Thunder Bay, Police, Fort William First Nation, Anishinaabe Nation, the Canadian Mental Health Association, Thunder Bay Multicultural Association, and more. The group's first meeting will likely take place in February, said CSWB Specialist Lee Ann Chevrette. Read our previous coverage.